Toronto Radio Now at 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. That's actually about the opposite of what's happening right now. Not really fun to call the girlfriend that broke up with Zach over the phone. If you're just joining us, Zach was the guy who last week wanted to use his engagement ring budget to go to the AFC Championship game, which he did. And then his girlfriend Emily found out, broke up with him, and now he's trying to win her back.
I mean, is this because he feels bad that the game was, number one, awful, and now he, you know, doesn't get to go to Super Bowl, and he's out a girlfriend, or does he really care? I just feel like he's just kind of self-centered.
It's all better now, though, because he just said he won a bet, so now he has all of his money back.
That's even worse.
No, bang the gavel. He's the man now. He's cool. He's got the loot. He can buy the even better engagement ring.
No,
dude, Zach
his maturity isn't any better.
All right, we're going to call Emily. Zach is on hold. He's going to be pulled up once Emily starts talking. Let's make the call to Emily to see if she'll take Zach back.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Emily. Is this Emily?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Emily. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. We know that you got word of what was discussed last week when your boyfriend Zach got on air with us.
Right? Like, I'm so pissed. I didn't listen, but my friend, she called me as soon as it aired and was like, "Can you believe this jerk?" And I was like, "What happened?" And I just can't believe he let a football game come between our relationship, a football game, and they lost. Like, was it worth it to him? What a jerk.
Not that this makes you feel any better, but we told him it wasn't a good idea to do it, and he didn't listen to us. But there's another reason why we have you on the phone, Emily. We actually have your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, Zach, on the phone with us. Zach, you want to say good morning?
I wouldn't say it's a good morning, but hi, Emily.
Hey.
Emily, I am so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That was super selfish, and you take me back, I will never do that again.
I just don't know. Like, how can I trust that you're not going to do it again?
Well, you're just going to have to trust me and know that I at least want a bet where I'm going to be able to buy you that ring that you really wanted if you take me back.
How am I supposed to get past the fact that you chose football over me? Like, what if they would have won? Like, would you go and buy Super Bowl tickets? Like, I don't get it. And you just, like, blatantly just, like, disrespected me. And, like, where are your morals? Where are your values? Like, what happened?
Baby, I was selfish. And if they won, I would have gotten tickets, but I would have only taken you to the Super Bowl. And just please take me back. I will cook for you. I will clean. I will give you massages. I will stop wearing my oversized Andrew Luck jersey as a nighty. Whatever you want.
I do care about you a lot, and I just need you to move mountains and to prove to me that this won't happen again.
I will move your mountains of laundry, anything you want.
Emily, so is this a yes? You will take him back?
Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey.
There, do not screw this up, Zach. I swear if you screw this up, I will. There will be no compassion, okay? This is all you now, okay? You're a good woman, Emily, to take him back.
All right, well, good luck, you two.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Rachel.
I love a good happy ending on Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now. And I tell you what, regardless of what you think, I guess it is Emily's decision if she wants to take this man back or not.
If I were Emily, it would be on a trial basis. This is the test of a lifetime.
Whatever. Emily is going to forget all about that when she's blinded by the size of that rock.
A woman never forgets. There's no way.
Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now, 100.9.